For too many years now, we've witnessed conflicts in Africa caused by ethnic, religious or tribal disagreements wreck the lives of ordinary people. We've seen how easily violence can erupt when the extreme poor struggle to cope with drought, land disputes and state weakness. And we've watched as well-meaning church groups and NGOs address the symptoms of these conflicts. But little was being done to tackle the underlying causes –